Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at the club at Houston Oaks, here's John and Lance.
Outstanding in a cocktail.
He won't let anybody have him.
Outstanding in a cocktail.
Who does it?
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with RJ. We are live at Houston Oaks for the Texas State Amateur. We will be talking. It is so beautiful here. It is unbelievable how nice it is.
Really
out
is,
here.
Man. It is a really good looking course,
isn't it? It is gorgeous. What they have done here,
And
this is a conglomeration of three bigwigs. One of them being Chuck Watson, who is a friend of the show. And what they have done here at Houston Oaks since we were here, how many, 20-some years ago?
Yeah, it's when we first started, 97.
Yeah.
We had our very first golf tournament. We didn't even know what to expect. We'd only been on the air, like, since May, and we did the tournament in July. And, it may have been in 2000. I mean, it may have been in 98. Probably after we'd been on the year,
maybe a year.
Right. And, it was. And then so we'd only been on the air for a year, and then we filled up. They had two different golf courses they were using. We filled up both of them, shotgun starts, two on each hole. It was packed.
Yeah.
And
it was great.
It was, you know, it was fairly inexpensive. We had a gift package. Was the gift bags were from Big Ball Sports. I was working with Keith Collins at the time and Lee Ellis to do that.
And it was
nice. Yeah, rest in peace to Lee. And it was nice. I remember Houston Oaks was a nice area out here, and the course was fine. But this is way different.
No. They have put millions and millions into this place, and it is just gorgeous. And they are hosting this week the Texas State Amateur. Anywhere from a 16-year-old to a 54-year-old, you just have to be an amateur. You have to qualify.
I think my buddy Mark Edwards played in the –
Yeah,
you've met Mark before.
Yeah,
I think he played years ago. He's a pretty good player. I think he played in state amateur one time.
Yeah, I know. I know a few people out here. Toby Zerang, one of them, who is going to be out from Pine Forest. He's going to be out here playing. You have to be a really good player to qualify, and they'll be competing here 72 holes. We will talk about it. There's a lot of golf to be talked about today. Mark Hubbard is going to join us at 8:15. He has been awesome. So we are going to talk to him about his play and about the U.S. Open and about LIV and about Jay Monahan, who, I don't know if you saw yesterday, Jay Monahan took a medical leave. Jay Monahan, who is under fire from the players, who are none too happy about the way John Rahm met the media. And there's a possibility he's going to over to live and play some tournaments, and he doesn't care what anybody thinks because apparently no one cares what players think.
You mean if LIV, is LIV still going to exist?
Well, LIV is still existing, yes. I again...
They honor their contracts if...
Again, I just don't believe that it's going to go through that merger where the PGA is going to run LIV is going to be able to withstand the antitrust situation. And whether or not the other business that's for... profit that they are getting together, whether or not that comes through. I'm not sure any of it comes through, if you want to know the truth. Jay Monahan under fire. Jay Monahan now on leave. I'm not sure he ever comes back, to truth be told. So it is going to be an interesting few months here for the PGA Tour, for LIV, and for all of golf to find out whether or not we are going to continue.
Is it wrong to say he had no chance in this? Like, You know, I'm thinking of the two scenarios. One is the scenario we're currently in. The other one is to continue to slowly bleed out while Liv potentially, and there's no guarantee, but potentially gets a bigger TV deal, more spot. Right now it's out of sight, out of mind, but they're still poaching your – they're just wallet-whipping you with talent.
And the lawsuits.
That's the one that probably doesn't get talked about enough. But,
right. Well, Jay Monahan behind the scenes said we couldn't afford to continue.
That's why I almost feel like this guy was in a no-win situation. Yep. Like it was never going to end well for him.
No, it never was. No.
Under his watch, he was going to see the PGA decline steadily and drastically, or he was going to try to do something about it and then take bullets nonstop.
Now,
he could have handled it better in terms of going to the PGA players and and getting their input.
Absolutely, because everybody was blindsided. So Jimmy Dunn took care of that. You know, there was such a secretive meeting and agreement. But he came out, the first mistake he said was, you know, we're emerging. We wanted to eliminate the competition, which immediately brings antitrust in.
Stupid to say that. We want to eliminate all competition. Like, ooh.
No.
You're not supposed to say that out loud.
No, you can't say that out loud. So, here we are. We will talk a lot of golf today.
So now we're here at Houston Oaks.
Yeah, we're at Houston Oaks, and it's just beautiful. It can't be any better. We got Astros baseball to talk, though, yesterday. Jose Abreu. Are you starting to come around with him?
Well, I don't know about come around. He's not going to be the pop in the lineup that we all wanted.
He's got extra base hits now in three of his last. So he's got a couple of home runs.
What
this
I
month.
Like,
he's hitting 289 this month. He is
just hit. He's got multiple hits. He's got two hits in four of his last five games. Now one of them there were seven at bats, but he's got two hits in four of his last five games. That's great. If you can hit for average, you know, just get on base, improve the on-base percentage, that's great. I think that, you know, I'm basically of the mind that I recognize that this is not going to be the same Jose Abreu that we were hoping for. He's not going to get near 20 home runs. That's not going to be who he is. I don't think the launch angle can take advantage of from what we've seen so far. He's not pulling and launch angling the ball into the Crawford boxes. He's got three home runs, but they've been
recent,
some short porches, but they've been recent.
Yep.
But if you're not going to be the home run hitter, I mean, look, Yuli was disappointing last year, but Yuli got to a point where, hey, he was getting on base. He was getting some hits in the postseason. We were happy with that. Is it worth his contract? No. But at the same time, man, just hit the ball. Abreu, I don't want to spend the whole year talking about Jose Abreu as his OPS. I want to be able to say, hey, Jose Abreu came through with a clutch hit, and obviously he's feeling better mentally. He's obviously in a better place as a hitter.
Yeah,
so that's great. We should bring that up. You know.
Yeah. No. He is. It's good. It's great to see. He's at a high point since he was at his lowest point on May 27th when he was at 519 OPS. He's added 60 points to his OPS since then. Not great. It's still under 600, but at least it's climbing, and it's been climbing steadily for him in the month of June. This month, he has 13 hits and 45 at-bats. He's hitting 289 with a 779 OPS this month. You know, he can't change the way that he started. You know, we've always given Bregman the benefit of the doubt with his really slow starts. Maybe that's just Jose Abreu now, and he'll be heating up. If he does heat up, man, it is going to be a hell of an addition to this lineup.
I know.
After watching Yuli last year struggle the entire season, of course, Yuli came through big time in the postseason, but it is nice to at least see some light at the end of the tunnel for Jose Abreu. He's been a really, really, really good player, and you know what? As much as we have been on Dusty sticks with a guy that he believes in. He believes in Jose Abreu, and maybe it's going to pay off for him.
Yeah, but it is wild to see him have two hits in four of his last five games, and his average is still 225, and his OPS is still 579. I mean, you know, it just tells you how slow he's gotten started. But
well, he's second on the team in at-bats. And as much as he struggled, he just kept putting him out there, putting him in the five hole for the most part, mm-hmm. maybe every once in a while the six hole. And so he got plenty of at-bats, and actually he doesn't get much rest. So, you know, it is going to be a struggle for him. At 289 at-bats, it's going to be a real difficult up in that average.
You may not win a World Series. But look, it takes a lot of people to win a World Series. So I could say this about a lot of guys. But you may not win a World Series without Yuli. Yuli had some hits that were important in the postseason. Yuli played well in the postseason after all the ex-WOBA stuff that Larry the GM, the guy on Twitter, you know, he was on the show and brought up famously, he shouldn't be playing, his ex-WOBA's bad. And then it seemed like literally right after that, he played well throughout the playoffs. And all I remember Yuli for is last year is, yeah, he got off to a bad start but really played well in the postseason. And that's really all you want from Abreu right now is just play well. You know, just get better and get clutch hits. And people don't care as much about what your season looked like when you come up with clutch hits. This just in, newsflash, Abreu, you're not playing for, you know, trying to fight for a regular season. Here in Houston, we play for the postseason.
Yeah. Well, you got to get there. And you know what? It's a little bit dangerous right now. What's up, Toby? It's interesting. It'll be interesting to see. It's 249 at-bats, not 289, but he is second on the team just behind Alex Bregman, who has 255 at-bats. So here we go. The Astros looking good last, and maybe everybody can shut up about Ryan Pressly loving Martin Maldonado with a home run last night. Maybe everybody can shut up about that, okay?
And how about Scooby Dooby Dubon?
He bomb. Continues.
Dubomb.
Listen.
He had another Dubomb.
Listen, he's going to take, and you know what? I don't know that I'm against it if you want to know the truth. He's leading the team with a 297 average. He continues to hit. Now he's hitting with a little bit of pop. He's a guy that should be in the lineup every day. And if you've got to take a Jeremy Pena out one day, if Jose Altuve, you rest him one day. If Jake is out of center field, you rest him one day. If Chaz is out of left field or Jokes is out of left field one day, Jordan is DH and you can put him in the left field. If you've got to put him at third base, whatever the case may be, Mauricio Dubon has earned a chance. He's earned it to be on in the batting order. And now it looks like he's your leadoff guy. And you know what? It's not such a bad thing.
Well, okay, but is he? Because Pena's not playing, and he played shortstop, which is great. I mean, basically, he's taken over the Aledmys Díaz role, which is fantastic.
Which even more than Aledmys Díaz would just be a fill-in. He's moving him around the field and playing him on a daily basis.
Yeah, but he won't be playing for Pena. He won't be playing for Altuve. You're not going to have those guys out of the lineup. On a regular basis at all.
No,
so
but
where are you going to play?
You play him at second. One day you play him at short. One day even at third. One day
yeah,
left.
Yeah, I don't want Altuve and Pena out that often.
No, once a week?
Not really.
They're going to get it once a week anyway.
Once a week really starts to add up.
Yeah.
When you also have days off. Like, I want them getting their at-bats.
And listen,
Altuve's already missed a ton of time.
He's a 7.30, yeah, but here's the problem, is Altuve had the oblique as well. You don't want to overplay him, especially at his age. He had the hand, now he's got an oblique. You want to make sure that Jose Altuve is going to be, as an older player now, you want him to be ready for the postseason as well.
Is he officially Manu Ginobili?
Altuve?
Yeah. Where you have to rest him like the Spurs did. You have to load manage him.
He's better than Manu Ginobili.
No, but my point is, you get to a point where you're playing for championships. Does he become Manu, where you're wrapping him up in bubble wrap and making sure he's just
if you got
ready?
It, you got it.
Because that's what you sound like. You're Spurs in this, where you
once a week off ain't a big deal. Once a week off ain't a big deal.
Yeah, but he also has days in between. Once a week. Yeah, it's not a big deal, but you're talking about he's oblique, he's getting older.
Yeah.
You know, he could get hurt. Like, that sounds like you're just preparing. And I agree, the Astros – well, I mean it like this. The Spurs knew that what they wanted to do was compete for a title.
Yeah.
The Astros want to compete for a title.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels kind of similar, honestly.
I would compare more to Duncan and sitting down.
Well, that's fine. If you want to say, I just went with the smaller guy.
Right,
Tony Parker. But, yeah, Duncan, that's fine.
And he's got more hair than Manu had.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You know, if that's the case, if that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. I'm worried that Jose, you know what, you want Jose Altuve. Now, in the month of September, you probably want Altuve out there every day to get, you know,
and Pena
feel
out
good.
There every day. And then it's going to be Dubon's trying to find his way.
Well, maybe he's the regular left fielder then.
And then Jordan, we're just not worrying about what Jordan wants.
Or he DHs, or then he fills in at center, or whatever the case. He can play all over the field. So, you know. I've got absolutely no problem with Dubon playing now. The
no,
way that
he's playing
hitting.
Great. Yeah. I mean, Dubon should be in consideration for All-Star status, but his biggest problem is he doesn't have a standard position that you can point to right now.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the year it was second base, and if Jose Altuve had stayed out, this guy probably makes it, maybe not fan vote, but would make it with a manager addition, more than likely,
yep.
I think.
All right, 713-780-3776. You've got any thoughts, you're more than welcome to get in here. We are live at Houston Oaks. Just beautiful. Look at that. Look at that trophy that they're going to – look at the size of that thing. Texas State Amateur is a big, big deal. So this is pretty cool. We are out here live at Houston Oaks, and we're going to be here all morning long here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now we're talking about HR&P. I think, as a matter of fact, I think Mike Holly is out here at Houston Oaks, and he just loves it out here. And you, how can you not? Mike Holly has built a huge business, a wonderful business that's all over, not only just in here in the city of Houston. He's all over the state. He's all over the country. Because if you have branches, if your business – listen, your business is based here in the city of Houston, and you're the CFO. Well, you say, well, we have other branches in other states, so that might be too impossible. No, it's nothing is impossible for HR&P. It's just – it's huge, and it's technology. Technologically, it's so wonderful. It's unbelievable how good they are. And you, my friends, take advantage of that. Take advantage of how good they are at what they do. Tomorrow's payday for us, as a matter of fact. And you know what's going to happen? It's going to be perfect for us. Whether you work on commission, whether you work salary, whether you work hourly, whatever the case may be, they can handle it. They can handle any size business. You could have 20 employees or 20,000 employees. It doesn't matter to HR&P. They're going to get that job done for you. Whatever it is, whatever size, customize a plan for your business at HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5, the only Houston sports station with a bidet.
And the bidet, is it in good working order, the bidet?
Yeah. I mean, like...
Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at the Clubs at Houston Oaks, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here with us, you're more than welcome. Is Gilbert still there, RJ? All right, let's see what Gilbert has to say this morning about his Astros. Hey, Gilbert.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
We're Astros great, won man. Last How are night, you? Huh? Astros won last night. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it.
You did?
What'd you think?
I got to walk in on them, but who will play next anyway?
We got Washington up here.
Hello. Yeah. Can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
So who do you have to play after the Washington?
Then Cincinnati. Washington, and where, then Cincinnati.
Who was that?
Washington.
Hello? Yeah. Washington, who do you play next Gilbert? Anyway?
Cincinnati.
Yeah, they
play the Dodgers
off, all right.
RJ, our mic's on.
Can you hear us?
RJ, can you hear us?
Okay, you can come on the microphone.
RJ. Okay.
Can you hear us right now, Gilbert?
What?
Yeah, I can hear you now anyway.
Gilbert. Okay, he said Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
And, who else?
And then the Mets.
And what else?
Hold on. Just go to your Alexa and just say, hey, Alexa, what's the Astros schedule? And she'll tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Go to Alexa.
Who else?
Tomorrow. Who else?
I'll call you back and see you tomorrow, okay?
Okay,
all right?
Call back. Okay, what?
I'll call you back and see you tomorrow, okay?
What?
In the studio, okay.
What?
He can't hear.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Our mics are working, RJ? He would ask a question and immediately, like, what? I can't. What are you saying? Like, he would.
Normally, you guys answer faster.
No, we answered fast.
I answered fairly quickly.
Oh, is there anybody else wants to hear a schedule? Just any schedule of any team, you're more
sports
than welcome.
Sports information,
to get in.
97.5.
We'll look it up for you, and then we'll give you.
No, seriously, we've got Google up right now.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions about
a schedule.
Sports or a schedule or a statistic or
anything,
because I've got an app up right now called Google. And I can look up anything that you
need.
Yeah, 713-780-3776.
So
we can look that up for you. We've got the information for you. If you are in your car or you're at home and you don't have a phone near you,
you'd have to if you're going to call.
But I mean, how are you going to search? You know, you don't want to put speaker on.
Right.
So if your phone's up to your ear, you can't really search.
And then you have to say immediately after you say what?
Yeah, hopefully you can hear us. My goodness.
That was good radio. That's the best radio ever. Use the app, people. I use the app all the way up here. It was perfect. For those of you, there's something, what is it called with the, when the sun shines? No one knows.
I don't care.
Just use the app. Asai, Jesse Lemus, use the app. And by the way,
ESPN 90, just go to, just search ESPN Radio Houston.
Yeah.
And you'll find the app.
ESPN
975.
Absolutely. By the way, speaking of listeners and I wanted to give a shout out to Jim Taylor, who is Jamie's dad. He's at Highland Pines, and he listens every morning from 7:05 to 8:05, and he's been listening to us forever. And I met him last week, and I wanted to shout out to him. And if you need any schedule, just call us, Jim. And we appreciate you listening all these years. So just wanted to do that. Can I get a SaberCats schedule? Yeah, we can get that for you.
John will look into that. Oh. If you want a schedule, you got to call.
Yeah, you got to call.
Okay, you got to call.
You can't.
We're not going to just answer your texts and tweets.
No.
If you want a schedule, you know what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to call the show like Gilbert does.
Well, this Sunday they have the Free Jacks.
Yeah.
They're playing the Free Jacks.
Obviously, it's a big derby.
I don't know what
it's
that
a derby.
Means.
It's the Free Jack derby.
It's Sunday is Father's Day. What are you doing for Father's Day?
God willing, nothing.
Yeah.
Probably grilling
it a bad
something.
Thing if you say, yeah, I just like everybody to leave me alone? Isn't that what your wife did for Mother's Day?
My wife wants that every year.
Yeah, right, for Mother's Day?
She likes to, yeah. Rein it in, Lance.
We're trying.
Rein it in.
And
then for me, you know how it is. Like, Father's Day is just a day where we, you know, I think dads are pretty easy going. You can't really screw up Father's Day.
No, and they keep asking,
if you don't
what do you
do
want?
Anything, you're like, we're not going to get upset. What dad gets upset?
No.
What guy? I don't know a guy who gets upset if you don't remember his birthday or, like, if he doesn't have a big party or you don't make a big deal about his birthday.
Right.
Show me one. I'm sure there are guys like that. They're not my friends.
Right.
None of my friends.
I just wish my son-in-law a happy birthday. I wanted to be the first because I got, you know, it's 6-something in the morning.
Yeah.
And he said, well, thanks. Yeah, you are the first because it's July 14th, my birthday, not June.
Oh, not June.
Not June.
Yeah, you were first.
So I was first by far. I beat everybody's ass to wish him a happy birthday.
You know, be the perfect.
Big
tell
ups
you what,
to me.
The perfect Father's Day this year would be if cold front came through and cooled it down to the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I could ask
That's
for.
That's what you want?
Now, it's supposed to be 101, so I don't think I'm going to get that. Unless something is popping up that I don't know about. But, yeah, for Father's Day, I think it'll be – feels like 110, and I'll probably be grilling outside. That's what will happen, which is fine with me. I don't have that problem as long as, you know, I'm going back inside.
Correct.
I'm not going to stay outside the whole time when it feels like 101. That's not going to be the case. I want the Astros to win. I want maybe to see a lineup that's not a getaway game lineup. From Dusty, where like, hey, the good.
Well, it's not a getaway day because they're playing. They got a 9-game homestand.
Right.
So,
hey, look, they're playing good players.
It doesn't matter. It's a Sunday lineup. It's a Sunday lineup.
I know
Dusty.
The Sunday lineup.
And whoever pitches on Sunday gets screwed.
You know what I want? I just want my kids not to fight.
That's what you want for Father's Day.
Yeah.
That's right. That's nice.
Yeah, I'll see if that happens.
Yeah.
And then if it doesn't, I'm gonna go like this. You ruined it. You ruined my day. Thanks a lot, guys.
Mm-hmm. Our SaberCats are in the playoffs. As a matter of fact, I saw them out at Wildcat. They had a tournament out there, the SaberCats. They got their final game of the season against the Free Jacks, and then they're in the playoffs after that.
I'm going to say this.
So big ups to the SaberCats for making the playoffs.
If you spend more than 20 minutes, if you spend more than 20 seconds watching rugby, it is without question probably the toughest sport that I've
seen. Oh, you got
to
be a man, yeah.
I mean, you know, obviously MMA stuff, boxing, kickboxing, you know, combat sports. That is a combat sport. I mean, you know, the thing with football is, yes, you get tackled, but a wide receiver and a cornerback, yeah, at some point you're going to have to tackle, but you're going to have, like a wide receiver is not going to have, it's not going to be as physical for a wide receiver. You're not on the rugby field without getting banged up.
No.
Like, it just doesn't exist.
Oh,
no pads.
You're playing with pain.
No
all,
pads,
all
and
the
tackling is extremely physical.
Let's get Justin in here, see if he's got a schedule that we have to look up for him. Hey,
or
Justin.
Or anything, really.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I wanted to see if y'all had a schedule on Papa's retirement and just if that broke HIPAA laws, you didn't have to answer. Thanks.
Papa's retirement.
It says TBD.
Yeah.
So no. It doesn't. It's not out yet. The schedule's not out on that yet.
Is this his last year?
Yeah, I think so.
Probably. Huh?
I think this is it, yeah.
I would think so, although, you know what? They brought him back again, and we thought, you know what? He's going to go off into the sunset with a World Series, and no.
No, I don't. No, we thought he was going to come back, remember? We started getting the sense. I think he may have said that, actually.
I think
publicly.
If he didn't win last year, he might not have come back.
I think if he wins or does, I think it doesn't matter. I think this year might be the year he says, okay, I'm done.
Maybe. I mean, I think he likes it.
This has been
it keeps you young, you know?
Yeah.
And he likes what he's doing. I can't blame him.
No. And he's got the wine business. And I don't know. Maybe I'm projecting. If I were Papa, I'd want to be out of there.
Yeah, you know, there's so many guys that are working and they just want to keep. Like, you get fired from a head coaching job in the NFL. You know what I do? I just go play golf and drink Coors Lights.
Yeah, but that's you work and do that. You have a job. And
yeah,
that's,
I know.
That's
I
why
do.
This job is like a retirement job.
But if I
job
didn't have to work in the morning, I would do that. That's
you
what
still
I would do.
Do it.
I know, but I would do it without the work in the morning.
You do it and you get paid.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I would do it if I could, like these guys with all this
that's
money.
What, I'm saying.
What are
already,
you doing?
But
why go to work?
But you can do this because you've retired. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, you've retired and you still
and
get
I still
paid.
Work and I get paid, yeah.
Yeah.
I pretty much retired.
So John's retired and he gets paid. He's living a retirement life and gets paid. Dusty has to.
He doesn't need a dime.
I'm
going
to ask you
again.
A question. After Dusty, this is a serious question, actually. After Dusty retires, do you think he'll ever wear sweatbands?
Yes, he absolutely will. If he plays golf or he's outside in Houston in the summer, he doesn't want his hands all sweating.
You think he'll wear a sweatband?
He'll wear his sweatbands, yes, absolutely. Absolutely he'll wear sweatbands.
You think he ever wore
a toothpick? You think he'll have a toothpick?
Has he ever worn a sweatband at church? That's
probably
a little much.
No, that's a little much.
That's a little much. Yeah. How about a sweatband to a kid's birthday party?
He could have, maybe.
I mean, when he is in L.A., the weather's not bad.
So he could take them off and give them to the kids. Yeah, I could see that. I could see it.
Dentist?
He wears them to
I would.
Pa ain't retiring anytime soon, Justin, so.
Well,
you got
after
him.
The year could
maybe,
be soon. It depends
but I don't
on
know
what
that.
You, say.
You don't know that.
Why is Carlos not, Correa trending
because
on
Carlos
Twitter?
Correa homered to win the game.
Oh, Carlos did something.
He did something
healthy
awesome.
And did something good.
Well, yeah.
And the Twins fans aren't mad at him now.
No, not that today. Now they love them some Carlos Correa today. That dude's clutch. Hey, there's one thing about Carlos Correa. He's clutch. There's no question. All right, we're going to take a break. 713-780-3776. Whatever schedule you're looking for, give us a call. 713-780-3776. In the meantime, let's talk about your patio.
Let's talk about Texas Custom Patio. That's the thing. I'll be outside on Father's Day. It's going to be 100 and something, but I'm going to be out there grilling on my outdoor kitchen. I'll go back in when I want to, but I was out last night on my patio, and it's not been – you know, all you need to do is make sure you get the 36-inch downrod on the pitched roof. Yeah, I'm just giving you a heads up right now. That downrod takes your ceiling fan that you're going to get. You'll get two fans like I got. You'll get them lower. And you just have a good fan that will provide you air. Like right now, this thing is really keeping us cool out here on this patio that we're on right now because it's got the that's a 24-inch down rod. Look at me. I'm such a patio guy. I know about the down rods. I know about the span of the fans. And that's because Stephen Schell's educated me on all that. And RJ, his guy, RJ, has educated me on that. And, you know, outdoor kitchens, they help you pick out the appliances you're looking for. They got the access to the best ones in the market. Natural stone, granite is going to make up your patio in most cases, and it's going to look great. Have the type of seating area you want. Have the amount of televisions. You want more than one, they can do that. The sound system. You want it to be a complete area that you can really relax and enjoy yourself. And that includes a swimming pool. They can even do swimming pools as well. So if you're looking for an outdoor facility, if you're looking for an outdoor oasis to be built to add to quality of life and to the value of your home, without question, the one name to call is TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. Get in the race.
There are thrills and terrible dangers ahead.
Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at the clubs at Houston Oaks, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here live at Houston Oaks for the Texas State Amateur. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful setting for the show. We really appreciate all of you coming, letting us out here and hanging out here today with these great, great players that don't get paid, Lance. They're amateurs, okay? This is no, there's no NIL money here, okay? These are amateurs, and they are going to compete at the highest level for the love of the sport, okay? We're not playing for money here. We're playing for the love of the sport. And that gigantic trophy right there, that's what we're playing for. The Texans are out at mandatory minicamp.
They've played just for the love of the sport.
No, so, they play for big money.
For about
big
20 money. Years. Oh, well, yeah.
No whammies. Big money. C.J. Stroud got the reps with the first team. Apparently he missed a couple open receivers yesterday. That's going to happen. But you know, what else is going to happen is there's going to be a rotation. According to D'Amico Ryans, the head coach of your Houston Texans, there's going to be a back position.
Yeah, both of our guys just happened to, they've been rotating each week. As you guys came to practice, you've seen we've rotated those guys each week, and this just happened to be the week that CJ was with the ones.
So,
so they're really downplaying it now.
Yeah, now he also said it's going to be a competition. Uh-huh. Now, on the way in here,
so is Carolina. They're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
About Bryce Young.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, Davis Mills is going to compete. There's no question.
He should be allowed to compete, although I would just say once you made the decision that you made and you made the trade that you made to trade up for the other pick, I mean, he can compete, but this is C.J. Stroud's job. It's just a matter of when is he going to take over the shift. Right now he's an apprentice. So if it's an apprenticeship, that's fine. Do you want him apprenticing under Davis Mills or Case Keenum?
Right. So the question is,
there's
that
no question under
now? That's
Keenum.
Is that just rhetoric? Is that just what we say every time? That's always going to be a competition. You got the number two overall pick. Do you throw him to the wolves, or do you actually say, you know what, you're not ready?
I think, you know, if you are secure, you can say he's not ready and go with somebody else. If you're secure as a head coach and you're trying to do what's best for the team, that's what you would do. If that's the case, you don't push it, you don't rush it. I have no reason to believe that the owner is going to let, you know, he's going to let D'Amico Ryans run the team as he sees fit. And D'Amico Ryans strikes me as a guy that doesn't feel like, well, we drafted CJ, we have to play him. He didn't have that kind of ego. I think he wants to do what's best for the team and best for the player. By the way, most players who get to redshirt in college football are better players because of the redshirt. They'll all tell you that. It's just many players don't get to. Players who get a sit, quarterbacks who get a sit behind other quarterbacks, many times benefit greatly. Obviously, two of the best in that will go down in the history of sport. Well, Mahomes and Rodgers, those two guys
benefited. Yeah.
One sat 3 years, basically. One sat 1 year, so they benefited. There's nothing wrong with Tom Brady came in and was sitting until there was an injury. So he was never going to be the immediate starter, though, behind Drew Bledsoe. But I don't think it's bad for C.J. Stroud to sit if that happens. I just still think C.J. Stroud starting the season is the favorite. I'm going to make that the favorite. But I'll make it you know, 160, minus 160.
Yeah.
161 to 100. What do you think about that? And who's the number two? Because you're not going to have a quarterback controversy with fans. Fans want C.J. Stroud. Nobody wants. Fans don't want. They've turned on.
Well, I'm of the opinion that it's going to be C.J. Stroud. You've got too much momentum. You've got a fan base that has been patient, actually, that went away from the team. And this
yeah,
is
they weren't
what they did
just,
this
yeah.
offseason with DeMeco, Will Anderson, C.J. Stroud has excited the fan base again. The ticket sales have been good. They are coming back. People are going to come back, and you can't just let them down.
But don't you want to go on logic and not emotion? Because if logic dictates that one guy is not ready, you don't start him. If C.J. Stroud isn't ready, you don't start him just because – you know, because you're doing a – well, the fan. This will make the fans happy. Not if it's going to hurt C.J. Stroud's development. You're not going to do that.
No, if C.J. Stroud isn't ready, I think DeMeco can't and will. But I don't think that is going to be the case. Unless, you know what, he plays some games in the preseason and he just looks awful. I mean, then you go, okay.
You know, I could sit here and tell you that the nightmare scenario is that Davis Mills plays really well, but it's actually not. That's actually the great scenario. While it could create some, is there problems in Houston? Do we have a quarterback controversy in Houston? And there'll be, the reality is, it makes Davis Mills more tradable, and it adds value to him as a potentially, and you can get up to a fourth rounder potentially.
Well,
Davis.
Didn't I tell you when I was cooking a couple of weeks
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, with 35 touchdowns.
35 touchdowns for Davis Mills this year. He is going to surpass and supplant. He is going to be the guy this year. He is going to be unbelievably good. He's going to lead the Texans into the playoffs. He is going to throw 35 touchdowns this year. And then we're going to go, well, maybe it's C.J. Stroud that gets traded. Okay? That's what's going to happen with
That's
our team.
That's not happening.
That could well be what happens.
Let him cook now.
Okay? Instead of, and whoever has the number one overall pick next year is going to take C.J. Stroud, and then the Texans are going to have, oh, you know what? Oh, well, we don't need Williams. We don't need Caleb Williams. You know what? We're going to, you know, this is going to be a dream scenario if Davis Mills plays.
But your scenario is not trading Davis Mills. It's riding Davis Mills' hot hand.
Why would you get off that with the Davis Mills train?
You can't say things out loud like that because people will think you're serious.
I'm serious. Okay.
And people.
Oh, if Davis Mills plays great, yeah. Oh, that's what a horrible thing.
People are going to show up at Davis Mills' house just like, even if he plays well.
No, they're going to love Davis Mills.
No.
I think the city is ready for Davis.
Houston is not
ready. Is ready for Davis Mills.
Houston.
It's Davis Mills time.
Davis Mills could go 9 touchdowns and 0 interceptions, and people, which is, granted, that's not going to happen. But if he did, there would be people in Houston who said, this is the worst thing that could have happened to Houston. Davis Mills, we know he's just going to collapse and blah, blah, blah.
Davis Mills.
Get C.J. Stroud. If Davis Mills becomes a star, I think Davis Mills, I don't know. Like, I'd consider trading him before the, certainly before the trade deadline, but maybe even before the season. You want to carry 3 quarterbacks, so Case Keenum would be your second quarterback. So maybe you have a third. Now, a lot of teams don't carry 3 quarterbacks, but now you can on your roster with no punishment.
No, I think if CJ becomes the starter, then you try to work a trade for Davis Mills, or Davis Mills is inactive.
Yeah, Davis Mills to me
and Case Keenum is the
I'm spotlighting him in the preseason, hoping that somebody wants to take a nibble what I'm doing. And then I want to add a third developmental quarterback behind CJ, because you know CJ's your one for hopefully a long time. And then you got a good backup in Case Keenum. So you can get a developmental third that you stick on, you know, third quarterback that you stick on a roster, or a veteran, somebody off the XFL or, you know, USFL roster you could stick on there and move Davis Mills. And even if it's if you get a 6th rounder, you might do that. I'd want to do right by Davis Mills also, give him a chance to go out there and find a job.
Yep. Juan wants to get in here. He needs a schedule. What do you say, Juan?
Hey, guys. So Italy and Spain play tomorrow in the UEFA Nations League. Just wondering who else is on the schedule for tomorrow, if there's any other games, and or what's Italy's schedule for Nations League, what they got coming up.
Yeah, so Athletic Escaldes is playing Budućnost Podgorica.
No.
And Trey Penne is going to be playing Bublik. Okay, so that's happening.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't read that if you want to know the truth.
Do you want the under-20s? He didn't say if he wanted the under-20s. I have the under-20 schedule.
That might be the under-20 there. Because Man City beat Internazionale.
Yeah, I watched
and
it.
And there's no game scheduled. Wednesday, June 14th, no schedule.
Do you know who
15th,
Victor,
16th, no game schedule.
Do you know who Victor Holland is?
Victor Holland?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, Victor Holland had one of the great goal scoring seasons in the history of soccer. 53 appearances, 52 goals. Victor Holland, or in this year in general, but in the Premier League, he's like this big, is he Dutch or from the Netherlands? He's this big blonde-haired guy who looks like he might have been in Game of Thrones, and he is unbelievable. Scoring machine. So, yeah, that's what you're talking about there. That's Victor Holland.
Well, there's no –
although it has nothing to do with what
– just so you know, no UEFA game scheduled for a while, okay? After Man City won it,
no,
we're going to take
no
a break.
Champions
we're taking
League.
A break.
He was tricking you.
Yeah, yeah.
He was tricking you.
Yeah, I saw, but –
the Champions League just ended.
Yeah, it just – yeah.
I was at an Irish
pub. But it starts up – by the way, there's going to be another Champions League, okay? So
just – I was at an Irish pub watching watching that, but there's another Irish pub that our guy Nick Scurfield is representing, and it'd be we need to get an official sponsor, an Irish pub to sponsor us, and go like well I guess maybe the next time we have a big soccer event.
Yeah,
I'm going. There's a big one actually. It's a friendly, but Real Madrid versus Man United is going to be here. It'll be 72,000 people.
Yeah,
at
yeah,
Energy
yeah.
Stadium. It'll be packed.
Look at on June 27th, Atletico Escaldes plays Budućnost Podgorica. So, just
what?
So you know,
just
yeah.
So I know. Oh,
June 27th. Yeah, that's the next. That's
so
the next.
He was.
So
well, there,
and then
so there is something.
Look at Trepene is going to play Brielle.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe there is.
There is. That's what I said.
Well, what
I know.
Are they doing?
I know the schedule.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
You do. You're good at that.
Yeah.
Is that women's? How do we have a Champions League?
It starts up another Champions League.
You can't.
It's not just. It's not. Oh, by the way, there's another season coming, Lance.
The weeks.
It's
you get
Champions
2 weeks.
League season. Okay.
Actually, people did qualify.
Yes.
They qualified for Champions League after the season's over. So
gosh.
They did. Did you see what happened in the hockey game last night?
Yeah. 9-3.
Yeah, they win the Stanley Cup.
Stanley Cup, 6 years in existence, the fastest ever to win an NHL
fastest
title.
Ever.
Other than.
And they scored 9 goals.
9 goals.
Was that just a can of quit that the Panthers opened
maybe,
up?
Maybe. Yep.
Did they just feel like just like me and FIFA when I was
playing?
Well,
they were the one seed. The Panthers were the 8th seed. I mean,
yeah.
It was. And I heard people before, oh, the Panthers are going to take. No, they ain't.
Yeah.
The Golden Knights are. They're that's an awesome team. And they, what a job. You want to talk about, well, they had a big advantage with the expansion draft.
Yeah.
Yeah. They changed it. So the Golden Knights got good in a, were good in a hurry, uh-huh. Like into the championship series in their first year. So no, it's, they do a nice job there and big ups. And oh, by the way, yesterday, Oakland, had 27 plus thousand at their game. They won their 7th straight game, the A's. And in the meantime, the city of Las Vegas, they approved, I think, $380 million-plus in expenditure in tax money for their ballpark, for the new ballpark. They have a reverse boycott going on in Oakland where people are actually going to games.
What does that mean, a reverse boycott?
Well, we're actually going there so that we can – I don't know what a reverse boycott means. I have no idea.
Well, I tell you what, I give them credit. Whoever was able to put that together,
yeah.
that's pretty impressive to get people to actually go to an A's game.
Yeah, and they won their 7th straight game.
You had to spend money. Yeah, well, it makes it easier when they're winning.
Yeah, right.
But
all right,
get that many people.
We got a break. Site Jab is what you're talking
about. Yeah, so Site Jab is – I'll tell you something about Site Jab. One of the things that – yes, they build custom websites from the ground floor up, and they're fantastic. I mean – they look the way they're supposed to look. And when I say that, I don't mean just pleasing to your eyes, but they are designed to be pleasing to a consumer's eyes, to take them and have a website flow to the consumer's eyes. You know, they can take them to the information that they need quickly. They don't have to click through multiple times. It's not a situation where they get frustrated on your website. They're scrolling, like, all right, forget it. I'm going to go somewhere else. You need the site to be not only pleasant to see, but also be a website that really is gets the consumer the information they need quickly so they can engage, interact, and start to use your business. You want to turn those eyes into actual clients and into business leads, and that's what SiteJab can help you do. They've got all the analytics on that. They understand how to make your website not only look great, but also become more sticky for the consumer who is checking it out. And look, you're trying to compete against the competition. You've got to have a website that accurately depicts what you do, who you are, and does it in a way that's really visibly pleasing. And that's SiteJab. But they do so much more than that. For more information, go to SiteJab.com. That's SiteJab.com.
We're ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, not the home of the Houston Texans. Not sure they even like us.
Rock and roll!
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older.
Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at the clubs at Houston Oaks. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John Cochran. That's right, the John Cochran is joining us here on ESPN 97.5. He's the director of competitions for Texas Golf Association, not the other one that got OJ off. If it don't fit, then you got to quit, right?
Yeah, if the
glove
don't fit.
Does everybody say that to you?
They do, and it's you know, when I was an 11-year-old kid trying to watch the Knicks and the Rockets play basketball, OJ decided to drive 40 miles an hour in his Bronco, so that kind of interrupted.
Ruined it.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, so. I was in Madison Square Garden for it and watching it, and it ruined it for me, and I was there. Sam Cassell on the floor doing a shimmy. And, yeah, you ruined it for us, Johnny Cochran. John Cochran with us here. He is the director of competitions. And tell us about this competition. Today we are out at Houston Oaks for the Texas State Amateur 72 holes.
Yep, 72 holes. It'll start tomorrow. Today's our practice round. So we're really excited about it. So we've got 144 players in the field this week. They either earned an exemption from their play in other events or they went through one of our 14 qualifying sites across the state. So we like to think that we've got the best players in the state of Texas out here this week trying to win the H.L. Edwards Trophy.
And this is going to be a competition of attrition because it's going to be hot.
It is. It's going to be toasty this week. This is our only men's event that we do where players have to walk. So we have the club has actually ordered 1,600 pounds of ice this week. We've got 6 pallets of water here, potentially going to have to get some more as the week goes on. But the staff here at Houston Oaks has done a great job already in sort of prepping. You know, we've got coolers out on the golf course, so we're excited about this week. Great venue, great partner with Houston Oaks as one of our TGA member clubs.
This is cool in that a 16-year-old is going to be competing with a 54-year-old, right? Those are the age limits on either side, and it's just, you know, it doesn't matter. Can you play, right?
Absolutely. You know, we're very fortunate in – we like to say that in Texas, if you play good golf in Texas, you play good golf all across the country. And so we've seen that with our alums. We're excited this week. We've got 4 past champions in the field, our last 3 past champions, as well as Zach Atkinson, who won in 2004 at the club at Carlton Woods. He's also our 2022 Player of the Year. So we're excited. We've got – like you said, we've got our youngest player in the field is 16 years old. Our oldest player this week is 54 years old, and they're all going to play the same set of tees, and they're all going to try and claim that trophy at the end of the week.
So do we, by the qualifying, do we have a clear-cut favorite? Do we know who are have we identified who might be our best player so far?
So it's funny you ask that. We've actually, on social media, if anybody has been following us leading up to this, we've put together some featured groups. So we've got some past champions that'll play together. With the field strength that we have, the average age is 26 years old. We've got 6 players this week in the field that are inside the top 1,000 in the world rankings. So that's pretty cool for us to be able to set such a strong field from top to bottom. I mean, it could be somebody who could win this week could have earned an exemption, or it could be somebody that played their way through one of our qualifying sites.
Yeah. So are there I mean, not everybody is a potential. I mean, trying to get on the tour. There are a lot of guys that just they're just amateur. They're career amateur golfers, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've been really fortunate when you look at the players that have done well with the Texas Golf Association and our Legends Junior Tour. You know, Scottie Scheffler has played in the Texas Amateur multiple times. Jordan Spieth has played in it.
Did they win it?
So neither of those guys won it. They each played in two Texas Amateurs. They finished anywhere between 3rd and 14th. But in 2014, Will Zalatoris won the Texas Amateur at Brook Hollow up in Dallas. So we like to be able to hang our hat. We've got eight.
Is he the most famous alum winner?
No, honestly, Ben Crenshaw has won this. Charles Cootie has won this. They've also gone on and won the Masters. We've got over 50 PGA Tour wins on our alums that have won the Texas Amateur.
Yeah, nice. Oh, so, yeah, I mean, this is a great state for golf. But does it have to be in June? Is that the best, do we think?
Well, when you look at what our schedule looks like, we do about 150 events a year on our competitions calendar. So we play golf year-round and stuff like that. And what we have always done with the Texas Amateur is it's always sort of fallen in line with the U.S. Open, with the U.S. Open going on this week. One of the cool things, too, is on Sunday you'll see a lot of fathers out here caddying for their sons. So that's kind of a cool little Father's Day memory that will be made this week as well.
I don't know if you noticed, though, the U.S. Open is usually played in cooler conditions. That the U.S. Open doesn't come to Texas in June, does it?
Correct. And we obviously geographically we can only go so far in the state of Texas. But we're really excited. Houston Oaks is a TGA member club that has really sort of put a big emphasis on growing the game, not only with hosting TGA events, but they've done USGA qualifying. They do the Big 12 men's match play. They've done the Big 12 women's. So it's one of those where the owners of Houston Oaks understand the value and how to grow the game of golf, and it's through the promotion of amateur golf.
No, it's a feather in the cap. We hosted a Texas state amateur title here, but it's also how nice of them to do that. I mean, you got to give up your course. The members have to make sacrifices. It's a big deal.
Absolutely. And what I'll say is the Texas Golf Association, our staff has done a really good job in fostering our relationships with our member clubs. And so this has been something that's been in the works with Houston Oaks since they reopened from their renovation back in 2017. The kind of the end goal of our five-year plan that we put together with them was they wanted to be in the running for a Texas Amateur, and they've absolutely shown that they can host our big events. They hosted our 2021 Texas Mid-Amateur out here, which is 132-player field in September. They did a great job with that. So Houston Oaks has really sort of stepped up, and they're true stewards of the game.
That's great. John Cochran. With the Texas Golf Association out here. If you want to come out, everybody's welcome.
Absolutely. We're encouraging people, whether you want to come out and watch or if you want to follow along on social media, we also will be providing live scoring, so you can go and visit txga.org. We're going to do a whole lot of stuff with our social media this week, which is really exciting. But for those that can come out, we encourage you to come out and watch great golf and hopefully see a champion be crowned on Sunday.
Yep, everybody's got to walk. And so some guys got caddies, got people carrying.
So we'll see a lot of players will have caddies this week, whether it's a teammate or a sibling or a parent. It's really exciting.
A lot of push carts, too.
Lots of push carts coming out this
absolutely.
Week.
Well, this is great. We really appreciate being out here. Thanks for having us, and we're looking forward to it. Get on out here. TXGA.org?
Yes,
TXGA.org if you want to follow along or find out how you can get out here to Houston Oaks. John, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for the hospitality.
Thank you guys very much.
Taking a break. Mark Hubbard's going to be with us at 8:15. He is playing unbelievable golf right now. Played with Rory this weekend and outplayed Rory, as a matter of fact. So he is going to join us to talk all things golf, and there's a lot to talk about what's going on out there. Don't you go anywhere. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 live from Houston Oaks.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm an idea man, Chuck.
What if you mix mayonnaise right in the can with the tuna fish? Hold it! Take live tuna fish and feed them mayonnaise.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.